America, America. The psalmist said, Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Habakkuk the prophet said, Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known. This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I praise the Lord for being on the radio again today and another time of a call for revival, which is the Wednesday edition. I hope you'll be faithful to the house of the Lord somewhere this evening. Church is very important, my friend. It's very important that you go. You know, sometimes people prioritize services and they'll say, well, Sunday morning is more important than Wednesday night. I don't have to go on Wednesday night. That's just not important. Let me tell you something, brother. The Wednesday night service in your church ought to be as important as Sunday morning. Amen? It should be. You ought to put as much emphasis. Preacher, you ought to put as much into your Wednesday night as you do your Sunday. Amen. Father, I pray you'll help us. Bless every preacher, pastor, missionary, evangelist that'll preach tonight. Lord, bring revival to this nation in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm preaching this week on being spiritual in unspiritual time. No idea who will get this message. This message could reach thousands of people or it could reach 10 people. I don't know. But I'll tell you this, I have an awesome responsibility. I have a great responsibility in preaching the Word of God. You know that I don't hate you and you know that I love you. But I'm just simply saying, in unspiritual days, we ought to be spiritual. And part of that is standing and staying put. You say, but preacher, it ain't popular to preach anymore. You're right. You're right, it ain't. You say, well, preacher, if I preach like you do, I won't get any meetings. You're probably right. You'll be cut down on a lot of them. You'll have four openings, though, spring, summer, winter, and fall. Amen. You say, well, wouldn't you rather preach to a whole lot of people and just not preach anything? I'll tell you right now, I'd rather do what I'm doing. I'd rather do what I'm doing than to be. And by the way, I'm not mad at people that are booked 40 weeks a year. I've got friends of mine preach 40 and 50 weeks a year, and I thank God for them. I pray for them. I love them. Don't you put me in that camp. But let me say this to you. I'd rather do what I'm doing. Have my ministry shut up in a little old room somewhere. And know I'm preaching the truth. And there'll come a day I'll die. Dr. Stennett Ballou taught me to die right. There's going to come a day old Ricky Cotton's going to die. You won't be hearing me too many more years. I mean, you young people, amen, you 10-year-old, you say, boy, I tell you what, we'll be glad when you're gone. You'll get your wish. 30, 40 more years, I'll be gone. I may ask God to let me live, be 200 or 300 years old, but probably not, and he won't let me do that. But let me say this to you, friend. I want to say this to you. While I'm here, I want a generation to know what I've known. I have experienced the glory of God. I've been so close to God four times in my life that it scared me to death. I've had to ask God to withhold himself because I got scared. I tell you right now, I wouldn't take nothing for those times. Thank God for them. I ain't nothing. I love being in his presence. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'm nothing, but I want to do what God says me to do. And I'd rather preach to little old radio programs in these hills and halls. One evangelist texted me the other day. He's a nationally known man, preached all over the country. He said, Brother Cawthorn, he said, you're doing a great work in those hills and hollers. Hey, somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to preach. Listen, you know what I do? I preach to the common people. I preach to the factory worker and the mail worker. I preach to the truck driver, and I preach to the babysitter, and I preach to the housewife, and I preach to the plumber, and I preach to the office worker, and I preach to the engineer. I mean, I got people. I got doctors that listen to me. I got people all over America that I get to preach to every day of my life, and I love it. But I want to preach the Word of God that I started. Somebody gave me something the other day. Somebody said something that Brother Zeno Gross, great preacher. Some of you might have known Zeno. I saw him a few times. Brother Zeno said he got a letter in the mail one day when he was on the radio and said a man couldn't spell right and said he wrote a letter addressed to Zero Goose. But Zeno Gross, somebody said something he said the other day. Said, oh, Brother Zeno said, he said this. He said, I want to stay where I started. I like that right there, don't you? Amen. He said, I have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.